Hey everyone, this amazing ESO Network show is brought to you by our fine sponsor, Amazon.com. Please remember to shop Amazon for all your geeky needs, no matter what time of the year it is. All you need to do is go to ESOpodcast.com/ESOAmazon or click on the Amazon banner on the ESO Network webpage to go to our e-store. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Okay, that's enough of me babbling for now. Now on with your regular scheduled show.
Hey guys, are you looking for a new podcast to listen to? Something a little on the geeky side, but lots and lots of fun with some crazy dudes? Well, have I got something for you. It's called the Vitamin Geek Podcast. I'm the host, Corey Keelan, and I'm here with my friends Eric Williams.
What's up?
Patrick Sykes.
Greetings, everyone.
And Michael Zippy Miller.
Hey there.
We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. Horror movies, science fiction. We love Star Wars. Who doesn't love Star Wars? If you don't like Star Wars, get the hell off of here. Check us out, man. Vitamin Geek Podcast right here on the ESO Network.
It's all part of the plan.
Hello and welcome to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. I am the host, or the host, the monster, or the monster, whatever you choose. I don't care. But for today's podcast, Gene and I are going to be talking about the latest Marvel Studios movie called Doctor Strange. So, as has been done in the past, we had to record this podcast in a car after watching the movie because, again, we had very limited time in which I can do this podcast. So, again, I do apologize if you hear the left or right turn clicker going on and you hear driving. But that's what's happening. But nonetheless, I think you're going to enjoy our podcast because we, again, enjoy our company and we have lots of fun talking about things that we just watch. So again, sit back and enjoy. So listen to this about 30-minute podcast, and I'll come back to kind of wrap up things at the end. So I'll see you soon.
All right. So they finally get to see Doctor Who.
Strange.
Doctor Who, my God.
My God, what is wrong with
you? I am so fucking...
I was listening to someone talk about it earlier today, and they were saying, so Dr. Hugo Strange. I'm like, no!
Hugo Strange.
That's DC. But, you know,
you're on target.
Vaguely. There's a doctor. Is there a doctor in the house?
Oh, well, at least I didn't call him Adam Strange.
Or Adam Savage.
Savage. Or the Savage Lands. All right, so this is our, I guess, review time to talk about Doctor Strange. This has been out for a couple of weeks now.
And everyone's reviewing it, and right. Here's our contribution.
Yeah. But your question, and you and alluded to this before, and I agree, when is the big question is the time frame of when this movie takes place.
Right. We remember that he was mentioned in Captain America Winter Soldier, but...
Yeah, that they had eyes on a couple of people, and Doctor Strange was mentioned.
Stephen Strange, yes.
So, did this take place before the Winter Soldier period?
It doesn't matter too much. I mean, all the damage is fixed, except the Ancient One is dead. He doesn't become the Sorcerer Supreme in this movie, which... Okay. Yeah. But, you know, it was alright. I found it entertaining enough.
When I looked at the movie, at the very beginning, it kind of dragged on a bit in the very beginning just to kind of establish...
Yeah, well, it's an origin story.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta have...
I know.
The Waynes have to die, Uncle Ben has to die.
He has to crash and lose his hands.
Yeah, no.
And then he has to come back. I didn't think he had a full turnaround of humility, like in the animated movie.
Right.
Where he was... humble to the point that he's now working on the building of some house, and then he earned enough humility to get a bed. But in the movie, Here's your room. Here's your bed.
You've been banging on the door for like 5 to 8 hours, right. And then they let you in.
That's it.
Do the electronic thing that, you know, beep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe no, some bloody knuckles, or you just beat yourself to death. And no, here's your bed, and here's the password.
We don't have time for that. We got to keep moving with the whole Dormammu thing.
Yeah. So I'm not that familiar, other than Dormammu being the nemesis. I have no idea about this whole universe. I vaguely remember it in the comics. I know the whole astral plane thing just was way trippy and beyond me when I grew up. But did it work for you, now that we're much older, to kind of tell this new story, or an audience that is now able to appreciate what they were trying to do back then?
I don't know, because to me, it's just what it is just kind of a opening of another door in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right. You
know, we did the gods, we did the enhanced, which is as close as they're going to get to mutants. That's what we got to call them, because Fox owns the rights. You know, we have the Avengers, and we're doing the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's all come together. This is another cog
right. In
their masterpiece coming up in a few years, and it's just an introduction to this character. It's a fine standalone film, you know. It does parallel a lot, I think, with Iron Man. Not very much with Ant-Man, but Ant-Man was pretty much standing alone in the corner right. By itself. But again, everything will be included. But this does open up this branch that we hadn't seen before.
Right. I wasn't even thinking about the whole, how is this time, not time, but the
we're not even joking around. It's the time jam. We're just gonna call it that.
Right.
And I'm like, in case you can't figure it out, forget it, it's the time jam.
And I'm like, duh. I felt like an idiot because that's what it was. So, and at one point, it's like, wow, this is like watching Prince of Persia. But I never watched the movie or finished it because I just like, this is stupid. And that's exactly what he was doing.
Did you ever finish the Prince of Persia game?
I installed it on my computer. That's about it. Now, if I can go rewind that to uninstall it.
Just taking up space.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just eating up space your porn could take up. Why is that there?
But you rewind back to that favorite spot. An endless loop.
In less than a minute.
Endless. That's what I want.
Ah, yes.
So, for the most part, great production value, lots of cool effects. Story was decent enough to kind of get through.
A little formulaic for me, but yeah. I've never seen some things.
Yeah.
Like the going backward in time thing.
Right.
But fighting in that was very cool.
Right, exactly. Fighting within going backwards.
Not as cool as the Guardians of the Galaxy, which is something I'd never seen before. The anti-gravity thing.
Right.
That was amazing to me. That was my, wow, someone imagined something new I've never seen before. That's impressive. This was something I've never seen before. But it wasn't spectacular. It was just like, oh, look, we thought of this new idea. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Okay, it's
didn't blow
Inception
me away. Yeah.
Plus one.
It was okay. Inception-y.
Yeah, very much so. So my thing that I took away from this was, oh, so the cape is something of a personality or a character by itself. I never...
It's not. In the comic books, it's
right,
not.
It's not.
It's
right.
Not like a fucking puppy dog, which it is in the freaking thing. And again, all the girls, like, I took my ex last time, and she was like, oh, it's so cute. I'm like, okay.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not like, okay, fine.
Can I get one, too?
Yeah, exactly. Are they going to sell that? I don't know. It's asymmetrical anyway. It doesn't quite drape properly, but that's the design.
Yeah. So he can fly.
Yeah, yet he falls a lot of the time. Yeah. Right. It's called the Cape of the Cloak of Levitation. Why is it not saving us?
And why is he struggling to run and, like, leap? And, like, that leaping would be the easy part.
I don't know. The ancient one was falling. You could maybe go save her with the levitation.
Now, what do you think about the fact that they cast...
This one has big ears. Otherwise, I have no problem with it. And they even excuse it, like, all I know is that she's Celtic. And that she's watching with Dormammu. That's how she lives longer. Like, all right, that's kind of a basic thing. Sure, go with that.
So she's saying she's an ancient Chinese secret?
Oh. Wow. No. That would have been correct if they kept with the origin, but yes, it was... Good one. That was good.
But I had no problems with her either.
I was fine.
I went along with it. There are plenty of bald chicks that I like to nail to.
Sadly, the one from Star Trek, the original motion picture, is dead now.
Yeah.
An Indian princess.
And then you had Moondragon from Marvel Comics. If you know that character, Moondragon.
I am familiar with that character, but I've only seen him on the printed page, which scares me if that's what you've seen him as well.
Because I know, and it's hard to say, wow, women are not really attracted to Bulk, but some are, and I don't know. Regardless.
No, Monty, that's Patrick Stewart. No, okay.
Yeah, it's Patrick Stewart. I'm Patrick Stewart.
You could be. You could be mistaken here. Yeah, and my is going that way.
Just shave the damn fucking hair.
My hair is permanently broken.
Just shave it. Have some gonads and shave it.
I haven't gotten drunk enough yet, Monty, but it almost happened.
No, here, have some gonads.
No, Rocky Monster oysters, thank you, sir.
There you go.
I'll pass.
So, I guess the post-credit thing with Thor.
Again, I don't know when that took place.
Except that, so you brought Loki here to New York, yes, to find my father or something.
Okay, so his illusion is broken at the end of Thor 2. Tower?
No, that's the Lord of the Rings.
No,
Two Towers.
What's the what's the subtitle? Dark World?
Dark World.
Thank you.
Right, and then this looks to be the beginning, or who knows if it'll be in Ragnarok.
I miss when they film scenes just for the end and close credits.
Right.
Why do they just cut it? Why did it break Joss Whedon? You're just like, fuck it, I'm not doing a special scene.
You
anymore.
Don't know what the hell that's a reference to. In The Winter Soldier, there's a post-credit in which Sam
Falcon
talks to
Steve
at the end of the movie saying, hey, I found this guy that you've been looking for, and it turns out to be Bucky, who is putting his arm in some kind of
device for some reason.
Then he wants to rip his arm out.
There was candy in there.
But it happened at the end of The Winter Soldier. But we see the exact same scene in the Civil War movie that was just like, nothing makes sense in that sense because it was taken out of context, but it was put back in context, but then it nullifies the other scene to begin with. So that's what's in reference to. So we're hoping that this scene that we saw with Doctor Strange, with Thor, doesn't be winding up in the new movie that
just makes sense. I think it's summer or the next one, right?
No, I think it's next summer we get Thor 3. Or something like that. Which Thor's going to have the Hulk.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a really weird crossover.
With, you know, elements, I guess, with Planet Hulk.
Yeah, the Hulk can't have his own movie. But we'll split Thor 3 with you. See how well that worked with Batman versus Superman? It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
It's like Marvel team-ups, like the comics, but now on a big screen.
You just made me sad.
So, the other, I guess, disqualifying moments that I had about this movie was the music and the soundtrack itself, which just seems to be a problem that Marvel has for a lot of its properties, is that there's no great theme that I'm going to know or recognize, like hearing Superman or hearing Batman or even, you know, the Linda Carter version of Wonder Woman. There's nothing really distinct about this score that says that sings to the truth of who Doctor Who is or Doctor Strange. God damn it. Iron Man has the heavy metal music that's kind of related to him-ish.
Right.
But that's about it. I don't know anything about Thor, Ant-Man, Captain America to a degree. So, you know, it's Michael Giacchino, another great composer who's done a lot of the Star Trek movies with J.J. Abrams. The soundtrack just falls kind of flat. And even though we hear it at the end, it's kind of grandiose, but it's very reminiscent of the Star Trek movies. So they really didn't have anything new for me to really like say, this works for me, or this got me more excited because I heard something different. It's kind of, it underscores the movie, but it doesn't really.
It's not important.
Right.
If you get a good soundtrack, it's a bonus. You know, it makes it more memorable. It makes good scenes more memorable and more amazing. It makes it stand out with the climaxes and crescendos at the correct time.
Right.
Stuff like that. There are moments like that in this movie potentially, but it stands on its own. It's fine. It doesn't need a stellar soundtrack. It has a soundtrack. It's decent enough. It's just in the background. Right. You're not going to remember it.
It's filler. That's all.
It was a cash grab. So, I did fair work, and you did fair work. Here's some fair pay.
No fair trade?
Nah.
So, this is the second time you've watched it.
Yeah.
What is your now overall approval? Was it better the second time around, or is it just like, no?
I watched it earlier because I wanted to listen to the spoiler the reviews. I wanted to get that influence. I was told that Avenger Tower shows up somewhere in the New York skyline. I was looking for it. I couldn't see it.
Okay.
That would give you a time indication of it. And it is supposed to be Avengers Tower. Okay. Not the Stark Tower with the big A or whatever. Just,
right.
But I didn't see it, sadly. It was good. I knew it was coming. I still enjoyed it. But, again, not really blown away. Not like, I need to see that again. That was so much fun and awesome.
Right.
Because it's not... It's fun-ish. It's funny. It's amusing. It gets the right balance.
It has some moments of humor. Not a whole lot. Maybe a couple of chuckle scenes here and there. But I thought a lot of his scenes that he tries to give some levity to the moments, and like, it's kind of flat. I never thought about Doctor Who being...
Strange.
Or Doctor... Pepper. No, that he would, like... Like Spider-Man, you'll make, you know, him say some kind of smart-aleck remark to the situation. That's his nature.
That's not his nature, though.
Right, but Doctor Strange is trying to be kind of like that.
Just like he's a boring kind of problem-solving. This is his origin story. So he doesn't really know all the cool things. He's not anywhere.
No, I know that, but I'm talking about the humor aspect. That sometimes he'll try to be funny, but what, you don't know Beyonce, and that's...
But that humor comes through intelligence and through arrogance, I think. That's how it's supposed to come off. Although he's trying to learn to be a nicer, better Doctor Strange. But I don't know, it was alright. Didn't mind it. It's good. It did its job. It's satisfying. It's entertaining.
Right. And being that it's one of the lesser-known heroes, and it's hard to kind of wrap our heads around something that's not as... physical and as you know you want to see with the other Avengers movie, this was a different aspect dealing with magic, and thank God they didn't have to conjure up like Expecto Drano by Plano kind of summoning spells.
I just wave my hands and make things happen.
Right, they just did it, and they had objects to they used to manipulate things, and that's fine. I think that to me was better for me, because if he had to remember these different spells, like you would have in Harry Potter.
But I did want him to say the Hari Hoth of Hogarth or talk about the Vashanti, the Book of Vashanti. They don't do that in this. These are trademark things. That, the Eye of Agamotto, the Cloak of Levitation, these are basic things. Not mentioned in these films.
Okay.
In the film, which he should have, but the thing is, he's not Sorcerer Supreme yet, Gene, so guess what? He doesn't even have the Sanctum Sanctorum. I mean, yeah, sure, the head person whose name Tilda Swinton says, you know, you could be master of this house, maybe, huh? Then she swiftly passes on.
Yeah.
But right.
Clarifying, because I wasn't sure. I mean, did all three houses fall? London fell. Okay, so there's only two left.
Right.
Okay.
But they can rebuild. I'm sure they're rebuilding.
Yeah. Now, the setup for... whenever Doctor Strange 2 will happen.
Doctor Strange will return. That's it? Yeah, we don't know if it's going to flop or not. So
eventually.
It'll be back in the Infinity thing, whatever we're going to call it then. But right. Not sure we're doing a sequel.
But we can never pronounce this guy's name. The actor. The one that was at the end of the post-credits.
Benjamin Bratt?
No, the other guy he was fighting.
Edward Tufor. Yeah, call him the operative.
Right, the operative. So the operative, you know, is really being set up, and I kind of understood his point about, you know, the Ancient One lied to me. So everything that I believe is now a lie, and now Doctor Strange broke the laws of nature. And I'm like, well, to his belief.
Sure, sure. I
everything
agree.
That he was, he was like, no, I need to fix this. So that really kind of helps to at least set up for a decent villain that is going to be comparable, because you have a backstory. You have Loki that was running in the background, and then finally you get to have him be the bad guy in the first Avengers movie. So hopefully when the next Strange movie happens, the operative will be there, and it'll be really, really good, because that's the other problem too, is that with the villains for the Marvel movies, they've always been kind of killed off, and then you never see them again. And it's a one-shot. And it shouldn't have to be that way.
I don't know. I mean, he set up to be Baron Mordo in the next film. I'm sure he'll be back. The thing is, like, now the only other villains in, like, Doctor Strange's Rogues Gallery is Nightmare. And
which I have no idea what that held.
Mephisto, maybe.
Mephisto, yes.
Devil of the Marvel Universe.
Right.
But, I know. I mean, this was a fine film. I liked it. I think the costume design was great. Effects were great. Plot was decent, a little formulaic, but fine. Move forward. Fair enough. Entertaining, but not stand out. Not like, you know, I'll give it like 8 stars, but not anything higher than that.
8 stars out of 100.
Well, that's the fault in our stars.
No.
No, out of 10. It's all right. There's no flaw to that movie.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with it.
It
hits all 4 cylinders.
Right.
Puppet adventure. You like the main protagonist. You understand the antagonist. And it flows. But it's just, eh. Do you want to see it again? No, I'm done. No, I got my money twice. That's, you want to buy it on a DVD? Blu-ray?
I'll wait
maybe,
for someone to come in a copy. But then, let's ask this question, because there's always, like, after we watch something like this, do we want to read more about this character in the comics? Does that give you that feeling?
Doctor Strange has recently, because maybe of the movie or interest in this character, he was recently a well-featured character in The Secret Wars that came out. He's a secret character, you know, but the thing is, he is a vital linchpin to the whole Marvel Universe. You need him in there. Because, again, he is the gateway to the magical, the mystical stuff.
Right.
To have a balanced MCU, you have to have his character there. So it's fine. So you can do more research. There's fine stories out there, you know? But, like, you were reaching, you told me you were reading back from the
Luke Cage,
the 70 Luke Cage stuff, which, I mean, how's that going for you? You get the one where he goes back to Latveria, fights Dr. Doom for $20?
I'm about to be there soon.
Oh, Jesus.
So, it's...
Wow, that's we thought that was a story back in the 70s. All
right,
that's fine.
Right. So, I'm willing to give it a chance. Revisit something that I really couldn't really comprehend back then. And maybe it'll speak to me differently now. So, that's a positive thing. I don't see you, in my opinion... Oh, I gotta go get that Doctor Who. I get with the Doctor Who crap. The Doctor
Strange.
Put
it all in the Strange jar. In the Strange jar.
Strange jar. Getting a Doctor Strange action figure.
I already got it.
You did?
I did. Yeah. I like Benedict Cumberbatch. It's okay. A cool costume.
What about the Rachel McAdams character? You're not gonna get her? You're not gonna get the Christine doll?
They don't make her. But I've already got my Jen Erso figure. I'm just waiting to understand what she does. Yeah. I've got my chances figure, and I've got my little Nico figure.
Now, ancient one with action motion.
With Kung Fu Grip.
Kung Fu Grip?
Painful Kung Fu Grip.
And that beard. Why did she have to have the beard? G.I. Joe doesn't have the beard.
G.I. Joe did have a beard back in the 70s.
I know. It was really weird. So he's a rock, we'll play with it. Like,
stop. I don't need to hear this notice about you. The texture makes it feel weird. Great, Monty.
It's like my toothbrush.
Please,
what?
Close the bathroom door.
Anyway.
God, that's like the 10th story. You with your Star Wars figures. Play with them in your bedroom.
Yeah. No, sorry. I didn't see you play with the dolls. So, you didn't see the actual TV movie that went back into the late
70s. No,
I know. I sent you the link and you refused to watch, but that's okay.
I'll be drunk soon.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see the different versions of it, but being that this TV version really didn't have the budget to do anything like this, which is fine. So you kind of have to play with what you can afford.
Can't afford that. You can get the fat one, Gene.
And try to make it more Earth-based stories that of things that will happen, and you kind of play with it. So you save your money towards the climax, like you should.
And that song's going to be over.
And you don't blow your wad in the very beginning because, you know...
Wow, okay, you reached playing. For it. That was too earnest. But okay, keep going.
But if you reach around...
Make sure before you put this up, there's a spoiler warning, by the way.
About the reach around?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
What are you doing?
It's all coming back to me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's that. We're right in there.
With your mouth open and everything. So, but the whole take in the story of Doctor Strange itself, he wasn't arrogant. He
just, Not enough.
Well, in this version, he was okay. I think the animated movie was better, but the TV movie was not even acknowledging the fact of the accident or that he is a neurosurgeon, that he has his knees with his hands. He's just a regular doctor, and that's it. And he has, like, the ring, which is the...
Sling ring.
No. In the TV movie, he has the eye of... Agamotto, whatever, R2-D2.
Oh, wow.
That, as is, like, you know, he's been worrying, he has no idea what the origin of this ring was, and we find out later on, and it's really convoluted. But the Doctor Strange character really is completely different. Again, back in the days of the 70s, you really couldn't do a whole lot of character development to the point to make it so that it's like the comics. Hulk was... done okay with Lou Ferrigno for the 70s.
Yeah, Wonder he didn't Woman. Throw up, pull down that helicopter.
Yeah, and then, of course, Wonder Woman. So there are some examples that have worked well for the small screen. Doctor Strange back then, which I still don't know why they chose that property over any other superhero at the time, but, you know, it is what it is. But I'm glad that this is now done, and we're going to be getting more... lesser-known characters like Black Panther is going to be coming out soon. And honestly... Oh, and that's the other thing I forgot to mention. Oh, remember how we talked about the Inhumans movie?
Yes, that was destroyed when they got Spider-Man. And the placeholder of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't right, holding on anymore. Like, just forget it.
Right.
Please, stop. Let go.
But here's the latest news.
Okay, go!
It's not going to be made into a TV series.
No.
So,
no.
All the talk about the Inhumans or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., now they get to have a TV show, kind of like a spin-off.
Wait, how many seasons has Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. been on the
air
now?
It's on 4 seasons now.
All right, that's enough. You can cancel the show. The actors can make their money going to sci-fi conventions for the rest of their lives.
Because
that's it. This is it. So Coulson's a mockery of it from the whole... Yeah.
So that's the latest news, is that now we're going to get an Inhumans TV show.
Weren't we supposed to get a Teen Titans TV show?
Yeah, and that's on
TNT or something?
TNT.
It's dynamite!
But who knows when we'll get that now. So.
I know. Never.
So that's what I thought would be kind of... But what other heroes that are out there that are lesser known that you're like, oh, we should put them out there? I can't think of one.
Thank you for popping this in spur of the moment. I don't know. I have to think about that. No, we're doing fine.
No, because we have Guardians, you have Inhumans.
The Fantastic Four and the X-Men are the ones you really want. You've already got a Deadpool movie out for the MCU. Anyone else? Squirrel Girl,
well,
she's popular now.
Anna,
she doesn't need anything.
Anna Kendrick.
A squirrel girl.
Okay.
That's going to start that weird sexual fetish up again. It's going to rile them up again.
Miss Marvel we're going to get later on. But yeah,
Brie Larson eventually.
Yeah. So.
Wonder Woman to come out first. Though.
Yeah. That'll be hopefully a boost for DC.
Yes. And then Marvel will grab the shoulders of Wonder Woman and climb the top.
So aside from that, I think except for making, like I said, Marvel team-ups and crossing over characters together, I don't see anything new on the horizon that they could do other than, and I swear to God, they say that the words reboot the franchise, I will scream. Because I don't want to see a reboot of what they have successfully done.
But I think they're running into a problem. I mean, once they get the Infinity movies done, stop.
Right.
For God's sakes, you have to stop. Because I'm getting tired of doing movies that set up the next movies. Mm-hmm. And we're all experiencing, really soon, superhero burnout. And the next one we could see could be the last. Even though we'll see it once. We'll all see it once.
Right.
Dutifully. I think emotionally, just society's just getting a little tired of superhero movies. I mean, God's sakes, we've got the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers coming out already. That's just weird.
Again.
To me. But it fits in its own market.
I know. Which I was never a big fan anyway. But the movie or the little short they did with Katie Sackhoff, freaking
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, and let's not forget Gem and the Holograms. But yeah, go ahead. What?
You like Gem and the Holograms.
I never watched it.
Yes, you did.
No.
I saw you.
Josie and the Pussycats, but not...
No, I like Josie. The whole outer space thing really didn't get to me. I like it with just, like, stuff on Earth.
A Thundercats movie would be interesting. That's a different universe, but creepy. Very creepy. I don't think live-action Thundercats would work. But if you want live-action, just go to Disney. We're remaking everything.
Yeah, which I'm like, why are we having a Beauty and the Beast movie to begin with, as live action, and you're making it just like the animated movie? Really? That's your plan? And then you're gonna market the hell out of that every 20 years. I'm gonna put it back in the vault, and then
it's getting Emma Watson work. I'm happy with that.
I know what that means to you.
Hey, you got your G.I. Joe bearded head guy.
G.I.
Joe. I've got my Emma Watson fetish. She's a beautiful woman. I don't think I'd be able to talk to her if I ever met her.
She's a W-O-N.
And she's legal now. So, like Natalie Portman, I can have those thoughts. What?
She's a woman. Anyway. So, aside from that, I think we're good. So, two thumbs up at least for us for Doctor Strange. And we'll leave it at that. You see, like that?
From a certain point of view, yeah.
Well, no, I do that at the end.
I know.
Because you don't... I can't do it without you here, but... All right.
All right, that's good.
We're good!
Yay!
All right, so I really do hope you enjoyed our review of Doctor Strange, despite us being a bunch of idiots. So, with that note... Again, you can follow my show on various social networks. You can also email me at monstersci-fi show@gmail.com. So, again, thank you very much for listening to the Monster Sci-Fi Show. Sci-fi, from a certain point of view. Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.